弟兄姊妹，我们来翻到腓立比书第三章。
May brothers and sisters please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十三节十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
请再翻到更多前书第九章。
Let's now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
从24节读到27节。
We'll read verses 24 to 27.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
凡焦虑争胜的诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己很被弃绝了。
But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
最后我们再读一节圣经，在提摩太后书第二章第五节。
Let's now turn to 2 Timothy, chapter
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这，请我们低头有点祷告。
This will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，在这个复活早晨，我们欢喜快乐，带着一个敬拜心，一同来到你施恩座前。
Lord, on this resurrection morning, we once again come before you with great joy.
每次我们来到你面前来到会中，我们实在愿意把我们心更多的归给你。
Each time we come before you, we want to give our hearts unto you.
因为我们知道在你面前我所蒙受恩典是何等浩大。
For we know what great grace we have received.
实在是一生诉说不完，一生享受不尽。
And it is something that we cannot experience the fullness of in this lifetime.
我们只有借每次聚会，一同把感谢赞美的归给你。
So each time we gather, we want to give you all of our praise and thanks.
愿意在每次聚会当中仍然施恩向你的儿女们说话。
And may you be gracious to us and speak to us.
我们感谢神，这个说话神直到如今一直向我们说话。
We thank you that you are God who continues to speak to us even today.
因此早晨我们仍然一同等候仰望你，再次借圣灵向我们说话。
So this morning as we wait upon thee, may you speak to us through the Spirit.
巴不得你的话有落脚之处，都能够种在好的田地上，能够发芽结果，把些荣耀更多归给你。
And may your word be the seed planted in us that bears much fruit, that we may give you all the glory.
因此当我们一同等候仰望的时候，给我们一个柔软心，给我们一个有个更新的灵，能够来领受你的话语。
And so give us this new heart and this new spirit to receive your word.
我们向祷告仰望都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主啊，一个礼拜又平安的过来了。
Thank the Lord that He has safely brought us through another week.
但是我们感觉时间实在过得很快，你看今年一下子又进到第二月份去的。
And but we see how quickly time passes that we're already in the second month of the year.
这时间的过去也是让我们，或者说提醒我们主来日子也是更迫近的。
And so this reminds us that the day of our Lord's return draws even nearer.
所以我们真是要像保罗在以弗所第五章那里告诉我们的。
So we need to be like what it says in Ephesians chapter 5.
他说要爱惜光阴，因现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
that we need to be careful how we walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of our time because the days are evil. So we need to understand what the will of the Lord is.
主了圣经神的话就是主的心意的发表。
And so we thank the Lord that His Word is His expression of His heart. So we need to read the Bible carefully to understand His will and His heart. And also to live in His will.
我们知道保罗他实在是一个明白主旨意的人。
We know that Paul was someone who understood the will of God.
当他信主得救以后，他生命有一个极大的改变。
Because after he was saved, there was a great transformation in his life.
在以弗所第，在腓立比书第三章，他告诉我们说，他心中只有一件事情。
In Philippians chapter 3, it tells us that there is only one thing in his heart.
这件事情在他生活当中是最重要的事情。
And this thing is the most important thing in his life.
也是摆在一切事情的首位。
And it is what holds preeminence in his life.
就是他忘记背后，努力面前。
That is forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. We have said that this goal is Christ Jesus. And so Christ Jesus is what Paul reaches forward to all his life.
竭力地向着这个标杆去追求去奔跑。
He presses on toward the goal.
他奔跑是为了什么呢？是要更多认识主耶稣基督。
And what does he press on towards? To know more of Christ.
为了这个缘故，他愿意更多认识主耶稣基督，成为他的翅膀。
And so he wants to pursue Christ even more all his days.
所以他说，他愿意丢弃万事，当作粪土，为要得着基督。
And so he counts all things as rubbish, as loss for the sake of Christ.
不仅他要更多追求认识耶稣基督，他要得着基督更多。
And not only does he forsake all to know Christ, but he wants to know him more. He wants Christ to be expressed in his life. And so he says, for me to live is Christ. This is the goal and purpose of Paul's life. And so he presses on toward the goal of this prize all his life. And so we can say that each of us has a goal in life. But after we are saved, Christ becomes our only goal. And He is our only direction. And so whatever things were formerly gained to us were things that had value. But after we have believed, we know that our sole aim is Christ Himself.
他是我们人生的目标，是我们人生的方向。He
is our goal, He is our aim.
当保罗他信主以后，他告诉我们说，他这个见识，他朝着这个目标方向去追求。
And so Paul tells us that after he's saved, this is what he reaches forward to.
这也是我们今天聚会追求的一个目的。
And this is also our objective today.
我们看看今天神的旨意是什么。
What is the will of God?
在以弗所书那里告诉我们说，今天神的旨意就是要建造他的教会，建造基督的身体。
We see in Ephesians that the goal of God is to build up the church, to build up this body.
所以保罗他说，他这一切追求目标不仅是认识基督，要得到基督，乃是让基督从他身上那个彰显出来。
So Paul not only wanted to know Christ and know Him more, but he wanted Christ to be expressed fully in Him.
所以为了这个缘故，神在以弗所书第四章来说，他赐下
And so in Ephesians we see how all these different gifts are provided. We see there are different people with gifts in Ephesians.
就是使徒、先知、传福音的，还有牧师，还有教师。
Whether it's apostles or prophets, evangelists, pastors or teachers.
借着这些人来成全圣徒，教他们可以各尽其职。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
建立基督的身体。
to the building up of the body of Christ.
保罗说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归一。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith.
啊，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
认识真道，认识神的儿子，跟我们这个人属于生命成长有一个很大关系。
And so we see what, this unity of the faith, this knowledge of the Son of God impacts our spiritual growth.
当我们这个人成长到一个地步，能够把基督能够彰显出来，发表出来。
Because when we become mature and the fullness of Christ can be expressed in us.
当我来讲，就个人来说是有限的，是当整个教会在那边一同成长，一同最后把基督丰盛的身体把它表明出来，这是神在地上的工作。
Of course, this ability is limited on an individual level, but corporately, when the fullness of Christ is expressed.
所以保罗他知道神的旨意是什么。
So Paul knows what the will of God is.
所以他一生就向着这个标杆直跑。
And so all his days, he presses on towards this goal.
但是从保罗在这个人生目标追求的时候，他也知道有一个另外一个目的。
But as he presses on, he knows that there's also this other objective.
不仅他是 面向这个标杆直跑，要认识基督，要得着基督，要彰显基督。
Not only does he press on to know God, to obtain Christ and to express Christ.
他说面向这个标杆直跑，说要得神在基督耶稣里召我们来得的奖赏。
He also presses on toward for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
原来保罗面向标杆直跑的时候，他是要得神召他来，要得一个奖赏，这个从上面来奖赏。
And so he presses on for this prize of this upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
感谢神，神呼召我们，不仅叫我们罪得赦免，从世界里面出来。
So we thank the Lord that He does not save us just for us to be saved from this world.
神还有个旨意呢，是要呼召我们每一个人来得奖赏。
But he also calls us, we have this upward call of this prize.
所以当我们信主得救以后，神把我们摆在这个人生的道路上来奔跑。
And so after we are saved, we are put, set on this pathway to run.
我们知道这个奔跑不是指着我们这个肉身身体那个奔跑。
And we run not in a physical way.
而是讲到一个属于生命，用生活态度的一种奔跑。
But it speaks of the spiritual attitude to run.
我们知道今天许多人也是为了身体的健康也在跑。
We know that today many people run for their physical health.
那个跑有时候我们可以慢跑，我们可以轻松的跑，我们可以没有一种压力的那一种来跑。
And some people may jog or do a power walk or do something not as exerting.
跑累了我们可以随时停下来不跑。
And each time we get tired, we take a break.
或者说休息一下，我们再继续跑。
And after taking a break, we run again.
所以这种跑是非常轻松的。
And so this running is very easy.
也不需要费太多力气。
You do not need to exert much effort.
但是讲到一个属灵生命的跑的时候，圣经说那是一种赛跑，一个比赛的跑。
But when it speaks of running in a spiritual perspective, it is as if it is a race.
我们知道肉身身体的跑也有两种不同的跑。
We know that. Even in physical running, there are two different types.
一种跑就是刚我们刚刚提到，就是说只是为了身体操练身体，盼望有一个好的身体的一个跑。
One is to exercise the body to obtain good health.
但是有一种跑是一个比赛的跑。
But there's also competitive running.
所以比赛的跑跟你那种锻炼身体的跑是态度情形完全是不一样的。
And so the condition of a competitive runner versus a casual runner is completely different.
一个比赛的跑呢，是为了得奖赏，为了得胜。
A competitive runner runs for the sake of a prize.
所以他必须要费很大力气，他必须要努力的去跑。
So he exerts much effort in order to obtain this prize.
这样他才有机会得胜，得奖赏。
That way he can be victorious and receive the award.
所以神说到我们这个属灵生命的跑，不是一个那种为了身体健康跑，而是一种在比赛场上的一个赛跑。
And so when it comes to a spiritual running, it is not a casual running for exercise,
but a
competitive
run. 为了要得胜，为了要得奖赏。
In order to receive this prize, this award.
所以这种跑呢，必须要努力的，用力气的在跑。
So we need to exert much effort and be focused on this running.
也必须要付代价来跑，才能够有机会得奖赏，能够得胜。
And we also need to pay a cost when we run so that we can receive this prize.
所以保罗在更多前书也是说到我们这种跑乃是一种在场上赛跑的跑。
And so that's why in 1 Corinthians it speaks of running as if we're in a race.
他说在场上赛跑的人得奖赏只有一个人。
He says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? 但是我们知道
在一个属灵生命的跑，这个得奖赏不是只有一个人，可以有很多人，或者说每一个人，只要他好好在跑，他就可以得奖赏。
But we know from a spiritual perspective that there can be multiple prizes being won. If each of us run in this way, we can receive the prize.
只要他能忠心的尽他全力的跑，有一天他跑到终点的时候，他就可以得奖赏。
If we run faithfully, if we run focused, then one day we can receive the reward.
所以保罗在跟提摩太后书第四章，他告诉我说，他说单跑，我已经跑尽了单跑的路。
And so that's why in 2 Timothy, Paul writes that he has run the race.
单跑路我已经跑尽了。
He has finished the course.
所以有一个公义的冠冕要赐给我，也是要赐给那些凡爱慕他显现的人，爱慕主显现的人。
And he says, in the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
保罗在人生道路上，他在那边跑，他把他单跑路已经跑尽了。
And not only to me, but also to all who have loved this appearance. So Paul runs in a race.
他知道有个公义的冠冕等着要赐给他。
He knows that there's a crown of righteousness laid up for him in the future.
不仅赐给他，也赐给那些凡爱慕主显现的人，他们也可以同样得到这个冠冕。
And not only to Paul, but to all who have loved his appearing.
那就是说，那些爱慕主显现的人，比方说他们知道有一天当主在的时候，他们若是能够在那边好好的，尽本分的跑，他们也可以得到这个奖赏。
And all who loved his appearing means that these people know that Christ will return one day, so they run in such a way faithfully.
感谢主在启示录十一章那里讲到，当有一天，第七位天使吹号的时候。
And we also see this in Revelation 11, when one day when the angel sounds the seventh trumpet.
就是说，号筒末次吹响的时候，主耶稣要再来。
That at the sounding of the trumpet, Christ will return.
他说，当主再来的时候，他在地上要设立他的国度，世上的国要成为我主基督的国。
And that one day, the Lord's kingdom will be established, and all will belong to the Lord.
他作王掌权。直到永远。
And he will rule forever and ever.
然后底下就讲到一个奖赏的问题。
And so now it speaks of this matter of this prize.
他说他的仆人、众先知还有众圣徒。
He speaks of these prophets, apostles.
凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候临到了。
And so whether old or young, the day of the receiving a prize has arrived.
那里讲到三种人，他们可以得奖赏。
And there speaks of three types of people who can receive the prize.
就是仆人，还有众先知，还有众圣徒。
So servants, the saints and disciples.
书在这里讲到有前面两种人，仆人、众先知，好像是神特别呼召，神给他们特别的职分托付的人。
And so the servants and the prophets seem to have received this special calling.
我们想说这种人的确比较特别一点，他们得奖赏好像是比较应该的，也是容易的。
And so we might think that these people receiving a prize, they deserve such a prize.
但是底下却告诉我们说众圣徒。
But here it says the saints.
众圣徒占比会就是一般所说平信徒吧。
So the ordinary Christian.
好像神也没有特别呼召他们要做什么特别的事情，给他们特别职分。
It does not seem that these people have had a special duty to be carried out.
但是在这里得奖赏也包括众圣徒。
But the saints are part of this reward or receive this reward as well.
为什么这三种人都能够得奖赏？他说，因为他们敬畏主的名。
And why is it that these three people can receive the prize? Because they fear his name.
感谢主，这句话给我们一个很大的一个安慰鼓励。
And so we thank the Lord that this gives us such a great encouragement.
就是一般来说，好像我们都是比较普通的基督徒。
That is, even though we may seem like the ordinary Christian,
我们好像不是神特别呼召我们，也给我们一个职分，被称为所谓神的仆人，然后说是先知。
Or that we might not have received such a special calling to be a bondservant or a prophet.
我们不过是蒙恩而已，是众圣徒当中一个圣徒就是了。
We are but sinners saved by grace, and we are these ordinary saints.
但是若是我们是一个敬畏主名的人，
but if we are those who fear the Lord,
我们若是一个照着主所量给我们那个当跑路的，
if we run the race that the Lord has set us on,
我们当尽全力地跑, 有一天也是要得奖赏,
if we run in such a way, one day we will receive the award as well.
所以他底下一句话说, 连大带小都要得赏识。
That's why it says, the small and the great, and so there seems to be a split between small and the great.
大就是可能讲那些属灵身份、属灵生命度量比较丰富、比较大一点的人。
Great might refer to those who've had a great spiritual calling.
小好像讲到一般比较属灵生命比较幼嫩、好像比较浅显的一般人。
And small may refer to those who are do not have such a presence in their walk.
但是他们只要是敬畏主名的人。
But as long as they are those who fear the Lord's name,
当主在地上设立他国度的时候，他们照样要得赏赐。
Then when the Lord establishes His kingdom, these people will receive the reward.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们有一颗渴慕主要来的心，
And so if we have a heart for the Lord's appearing,
我们只要向着标杆努力地跑。
If we press on toward the goal, then when the Lord comes, we too can likewise receive the prize. We thank the Lord that there are many older brothers and sisters. They may have believed from when in their childhood and now are 90 years old or more, but they still run in such a way.
只要他们身体可以的话, 他们一直在追求更多认识主,
if the body allows it, they continue to pursue the Lord and learn more of Him.
他们要借他们在地上生活服事把基督把它表明彰显出来。
And through the service on this earth, they want to express Christ.
他们没有因着年纪已经非常 非常老迈，他们就停顿下来，他们在休息，他们就好像可以松懈下来。
And there does not seem to be any semblance of them wanting to take a rest or a break.
他们一直在跑。
And they continue to run.
直到跑到路途结束。
They run until the course is finished.
跑完地上的路程。
They've concluded this earthly run.
因为他们知道主的心意。
Because they know the will of the heart of God.
因为他们知道，只要他们把当跑路跑尽，他们有一天就要得到主的奖赏。
Because they know that once they have finished the course, then one day they will receive the prize.
所以我们看，主呼召我们是要得奖赏。
And so we see that the Lord calls us to receive this prize.
他叫我们在地上人生道上奔跑追求的时候，有一个目标，有一个目的，要得着就是要得着他的奖赏。
And so we all have this. This upward call of this to receive this prize and run this race. But we know to receive the prize, there are stipulations.
就着地上若生那些奔跑比赛的人，他们要得奖赏也是有条件的。
And just as those who run in an earthly race, they also have their rules and regulations.
所以保罗说，在那里你们在场上赛跑。
And so Paul says that you are running in this race.
都要得奖赏。
And you ought to want to receive this prize. But who can win the prize?
他说凡教义真胜诸事都有节制。
And those who exercise self-control.
表明说在这里你要赛跑，要得想要得胜，你必须要受一些限制。
And so if you want to run this race, that you need to exercise self-control.
我们看今天地上运动员在比赛要得奖赏的时候，
We see that when an athlete competes to win a prize,
他盼望能够将来有一天他比赛能够得胜，能够得奖赏。
He wants to obtain this victory and receive this award.
他必须要接受许多限制。
And so he must exercise much self-control.
他需要失去许多一些自由。
He must relinquish some freedom that he has.
他需要受严格训练，他生活必须要规律。
And he must engage in strict exercises and have strict regulations.
要受很多限制。
And be limited in many things.
有些食物他不能受限制，不能吃。
There are some foods that he cannot eat.
也许他从前喜欢吃某一种食物，但他现在为了要比赛，他那些食物他就不能再吃了。
He may have liked to eat a certain food, but now for the sake of this competition, he forgoes it.
因为那些食物可能对他身体不好。
Because this food may be harmful to his
body. 他为了保持他身体能够一直在一个非常好的一个状态。
And to ensure that his body is in peak condition.
好，叫他比赛的时候能够发挥他最大的潜力。
And so that he could do his best in an actual competition.
还有，他也必须要听从 那个教练的话。
And he also must heed the coaching from his coach.
他不像别人，好像生活非常自由，随心所欲，要做什么就做什么。
He does not live as one normally does, free to do as he pleases.
他为了得胜比赛得奖。 他比较听从教练告诉他怎么做，他就该怎么做。
But in order to win, he listens to the instructions of his coach.
所以他在肉身上必须要忍受许多的苦。
And so even in his flesh, we see that there is much suffering involved.
他比别人要付更多代价，他最终才有机会得胜得奖赏。
He must pay a greater price compared to the rest if he wants to win the award.
是保守他凡事诸事都有节制。
And so Paul writes, exercising self-control in all things.
为什么他愿意接受那许多限制呢? 他只有一个目的就是他比赛的时候能够得奖赏，得胜。
And why does he do this? So that he can obtain victory in the game.
所以我们看一个运动员，他站在台上领奖的时候，他那个荣耀、那光彩，我们知道他背后是付了很大代价。
And so when the winner stands on that podium and receives the award, we know that behind the scenes there is much suffering.
如果他没有付更多代价，他不可能站在那得奖的。
Because if he did not suffer more than others, he could not stand on that podium.
我们看今天在一些学术上，学术界有成就的人，也有同样情形。
And we also see this in some biographies of people read today.
我们常常看一些报道说，有些做研究科学，像他们是座位不停的在实验室里面在做研究、做试验。
We see that successful scientists, for example, essentially lock themselves in the labs for their research.
有时候还要睡在实验室里面，不能回家。
And they even sleep in their labs, not going home.
他睡觉睡的时间比别人少。
And they sleep less than other people.
他们有时候吃东西、吃饭吃的很简单。
And they eat very simple foods.
也没有太多消遣娱乐的活动。
And they did not participate in many events.
他就全心专注的在做他研究、做他实验。
But they stay fully focused on conducting their research.
因着他努力，因着他付代价呢，受了许多限制。
Because they operate in such a way and paid this price and has limited themselves.
有一天，他研究有了成果，有一些回报。
One day, we see the fruit of their research.
他的目标达到了。
And they have reached their goal.
可能他得到学术界一个最高的荣誉。
And maybe they receive the greatest honor in science.
我们知道今天学术界最高荣誉就是能够得到诺贝尔奖，那是一个极大荣耀。
We know that the greatest prize today for a scientist is a Nobel Prize.
这是他付代价所得的回报，所得一个奖赏。
This is the award that they have obtained from their work.
像这样的人，不管是运动员，还是说那些科学家、那些做研究的人，我想他们所付的代价，他们精神，我们实在是很敬佩他们。
And so whether it's an athlete or a scientist or a researcher, I think we can admire their tenacity.
就是因为他比别人更付上更多努力代价，他们才能够得到这样的一个奖赏。
That they are willing to pay a greater price compared to the rest in order to receive this award.
但是保罗说,
But Paul says,
他们不过是要得坏的冠冕。
That these people do it to receive a perishable wreath.
他们所得着不过是个坏，会朽坏的冠冕。
That this wreath that they obtain is perishable.
是个必朽坏的，是会失去的，不是永远能够存留得住的。
That it is a temporary reward, that it is one that cannot stand the test of time.
你看今天地上许多人，就是为了得那不那个会朽坏的冠冕，他们都还付上那么大的代价努力。
So we see that these people in the world do so much to receive a perishable award.
但是保罗说，我们所要得着的冠冕却是一个不朽坏的冠冕。
But Paul writes, the wreath that we obtain is imperishable.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们知道我们所要得着的这是一个不朽坏的冠冕，那我们所付的代价是不是比他们应该更多？
And so if we are to receive an imperishable wreath,
should we not exercise more than others?
Because the awards of the world are temporary.
因为是个属世的，属世界的。
Because they are worldly.
但是我们所得着是从上面来的。
But what we receive is heavenly.
是个属天，是属灵的，是个永远的奖赏。
It's heavenly, it's spiritual, it's eternal, it's an eternal award.
感谢神，神呼召我们就是要来赛跑，就是要得这个不能坏的冠冕。
So we thank the Lord that we are called to receive this imperishable wreath.
因为这是从上面来的。
Because this comes from above.
这是属天的一个奖赏,
this is a heavenly award.
这是个存到永远的一个奖赏,
this is an eternal award.
我们看历史历代许多圣徒们也就是为了要得到这个奖赏,
and we see saints throughout history run to obtain this imperishable award.
他们愿意过一个分别为圣的生活,
they are willing to live a sanctified life.
他们愿意受主的限制, 他们愿意失去一些自由,
they are willing to be limited by the Lord to relinquish their freedom. They are willing to relinquish their liberty. And in all things to be obedient to the Lord. And they run in such a way so that they can receive this award. So brothers and sisters, this is the will of God. God has given us this calling to receive this upward prize.
我们读启示到最，启示是神，是主最后对教会所说的话。
In Revelation, we see what the Lord speaks to the church.
在启示第二章第三章那里，主对当时亚细亚七个教会所说的话。
We see the message to the seven churches in Asia in chapters 2 and 3.
这是主给教会最后的话。
This is what the Lord last spoke to the church.
主给教会最后的话是什么?
And what are his last words to the church?
乃是呼召人来得奖赏。
To call to them to receive this prize.
乃是在呼召得胜者来得奖赏。
For the overcomers to receive this prize.
弟兄姊妹，特别在教会属灵方程当中的时候， 神这个呼召一直不停地在呼召人。
And even today, this upward calling still remains.
主在 地上教会属灵方向当中说，他呼召一般人要做一个得胜者，要得主的奖赏。
He calls out to those in the churches to be overcomers to receive this award.
要他们在那忠心努力的在那跑。
To run faithfully in this race.
跑进他们当跑的路。
And to finish the course that they ought to finish.
弟兄姊妹，神给每一个人都有当跑的路。
The Lord has given each of us a course to run.
可能每个人当跑路是不一样的。
And perhaps our courses may be different.
神给保罗有他当跑路。
He has given Paul his course to run.
神给约翰有当跑路, 给彼得有他当跑路。
He has given John and Peter their courses to run.
主也给我们每个人有当跑路。
God has also given to each of us a course to run.
按着我们的每个人不一样的情形，给我们都有一份服事，一份恩赐。
And to each of us, He has given a gift, a calling.
我们在那尽我们本分，尽我们的职务，那就是我们当跑路。
And so to each of us need to run this course that we have been placed on.
所以主耶稣在马太福音25章讲到一个天国比喻的时候，
And so in Matthew chapter 25, when the Lord Jesus speaking about this parable of the kingdom,
他说有个主人按着他仆人的才干给他们银子要拿去做买卖。
And so this master gave his slaves a certain number of talents.
有给五千的，给两千的，也给有一千的。
One was given 5 talents, the other 2, the other 1.
结果那个给五千的，他又去做买卖，又赚回五千。
And so the one who received the 5 talents exchanged it for even more talents.
给两千的，他也赚回两千。
And the one who was given 2 talents also gained 2 more talents.
经过一些日子以后，他的主人来了，要跟他们算账。
And after some days, the master returned.
主给他们这称赞都是一样的。
And the master gave to the 5 talents and 2 talents the same praise.
没有说给那个赚五千的称赞多一点，给那个两千的称赞少一点。
He did not give the one with 5 talents more praise than the one who was given 2 talents.
主在那里对他们所说的话是一样的。
Rather, the words that were shared with them were the same.
主对他们说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
He says, well done, good and faithful slave.
你在不多事上有忠心。
You were faithful with a few things.
我要把许多事派你来管理。
I will put you in charge of many things.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Enter into the joy of your master.
他们可以在那享受主人的快乐，这是主给他们奖赏。
They can enter into the joy of the master. This is the prize.
感谢主，也许有每一个人。 神给我们不一样，有的是5000，有的是2000。
So the Lord may give some of us 5 talents, some of us 2 talents.
但是只要尽力的尽我们本分，我们若是只有2000，我们把它做去应用，好好把它做买卖，把它赚回2000。
But if we faithfully try to gain more talents with what we've been given, then we will receive the same prize.
这个就是刚提到说启示录十一章那里。 主给他们奖赏，给仆人，给众先知，给众圣徒奖赏是一样的。
And so in Revelation 11, we saw that the bondservants, the saints, those who fear the Lord, and prophets receive the same prize.
但是有一个给一千的，他把那个一千埋起来，不去做买卖，不去应用，不去使用它。
But we see that there is one who received one talent who just buried the talent and did not do anything with it. And when a master came back, we see that he called this slave a wicked and lazy slave.
这个无用的仆人要把他丢在黑暗里面，他们在那哀哭切齿。
And this one will be thrown into the outer darkness, and that place will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当奔跑的时候，按着主所量给我们那一份，那是我们当跑的路。
So, brothers and sisters, we ought to run according to the measure that has been given to us. We just need to run well the course that we have been placed on. Then there will be laid up for us a crown of righteousness. So we see that for one to receive the prize, one needs to be under restriction.
在提摩太后书第二章刚我们读到说，一个要得奖赏的人，他比赛的时候还要需要上面守规矩。
So we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4, chapter 2, that one who runs in this race needs to run according to the rules.
保罗说，在场上比武的灰暗规矩就不能得冠冕。
Because Paul says that he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
我们知道今天各种的比赛都有定许多规矩。
We know that in many competitions today that there are rules placed.
参加比赛的人，他们必须按照规矩在比赛。
And the competitors need to compete according to the rules.
若是他们违背那个规矩的话呢，轻的可能扣分。
And if they do not play according to the rules, that they will be penalized.
严重一点的可能取消他比赛资格。
And worst case scenario, they are disqualified completely.
有时候一个人比赛他得胜得奖了。Sometimes
one may receive the prize.
但是事后被发现他吃那些违禁的药品。But
afterwards, it was found out that they took steroids.
他违背那规矩。They
have broken the rules.
结果他那个奖赏也被他取消掉。
And so the award that they have received is even nullified.
所以我们看见地上各种比赛有它的规矩。
So we see that even in earthly competitions, there are rules.
人必须照那规矩来做，来比赛，才能够得奖赏。
And these people need to play according and compete according to the rules.
同样，我们在这条属灵道上奔跑的时候，神也给我们一些规矩，一些法则。
And so when we run on this race, the spiritual race, we also have rules that we need to operate on.
神给我们的法则规矩是什么呢？
And what are the rules that God has given to us?
就是神的话。
That is His Word.
神的话就是神的旨意。
Because His Word is His will.
所以我们在生活、服事、工作，我们必须按着神所定的那规矩，按着神的话，在那边奔跑，才能够得冠冕。
So in our service, in our walk, we need to obey the Word of God as we run this race.
所以呢，在马太福音第七章，主耶稣讲到说，当有一天主来的时候。
And that's in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord says that one day when He comes,
他再说，凡称呼我主，我主啊，主啊，不能多进天国。
He says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，他们才可以进去。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
他说当那日,
He says on that day,
当那日就是主再来的时候。
That is the day of His return.
必有许多人要对我说，主啊，我不是奉你的名在那传道吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in Your name?
我不是奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And in Your name cast out demons, and in Your name perform many miracles.
主说，我就要明明的告诉他们。
And then I will declare to them.
我不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So the Lord says that these are the ones who are evil. And these who practice lawlessness does not mean they do many evil things. Because indeed that these people did prophesy, cast out demons, and perform many miracles in His name. But they did not do the will of God.
主在说你们这些恶人。
And so the Lord calls them those who practice lawlessness.
我想英文翻得比较好一点。恶人就是说 你是一个挥霍的人，你是一个没有照规矩行事的人。
So the English translation is good by saying practice lawlessness as in that they did not do things according to the rules.
所以提摩太后书第二章那里不是按照规矩，那是讲到是一个挥霍，没有按照神的律法，按照神的话原则去比赛，去生活，去侍奉的人。
And so in 2 Timothy when it says competing according to rules, it's talking about one who does the will of God.
虽然他们外面做许多善工，许多好像看为是很好的一个事工。
Because even though externally it may seem that they may have done many good works.
但是主却说他们是挥霍的人。
But the Lord calls these people those who practice lawlessness.
因为他们没有按照规矩在比赛那边侍奉。
Because they did not compete according to the rules.
所以他们就不能进天国，他们就不能得奖赏。
And so they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. They cannot receive the award.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当我们有一点新服事的时候，我们必须按着神的规则，按着神的规矩，按着神的话。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we have the heart to serve, we need to do so according to the will of God.
免得我们所做一切到主来的时候，一切都徒然，一切都枉然。
Otherwise, all these things will be in vain, will not amount to much.
我们看摩西的服事也是一样。
We see this in the service of Moses as well.
摩西被称为是神的仆人。
We see that Moses was considered a bondservant of God.
希伯来书第三章告诉说，摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
We see in Hebrews chapter 3 that Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.
摩西的尽忠特别显在他建造会幕这件事情上。
And we see this that Moses was faithful in how he constructed the sanctuary.
建造会幕是神给摩西的一个工作。
Because this was a task that God gave to Moses.
当神吩咐摩西说，你要为我造一个圣所，让我可以住在他们中间，就是住在神百姓中间。
So God instructed Moses to construct a sanctuary for him that he may dwell among the people.
神说你造会幕，造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
He says that according to that Moses needs to construct it based off the pattern of tabernacle and pattern of all its furniture that God was going to show him.
当摩西带领以色列百姓在那边建造会幕的时候。
And so when Moses was leading people in constructing the sanctuary.
当他们在那建造会幕里面各样器具的时候。
When they were constructing the tabernacle and all its furniture.
圣经一再出现一句话。
There appears this phrase in the Bible.
多照耶和华吩咐摩西的。
According to all that I am going to show you.
都是照耶和华吩咐摩西的。
According to what the Lord instructed Moses.
他们完全照着神的话，照着神的定规，他们建造会幕。
So according to what the Lord instructed Moses, the people constructed these things.
我们知道摩西是个非常有学问的人。
We know that Moses was one who was very learned.
使徒行传第七章那里告诉我们。
Acts chapter 7 tells us.
他说摩西写了埃及一切的学问。
That Moses was learned in all the ways of Egypt.
说话行事都有才能。
And he was talented in all that he did.
摩西不仅学埃及一种学问，他说学埃及一切所有学问。
So Moses was educated in all the learnings of the Egyptians.
我们知道有人告诉我们说，埃及那个埃及里面很那个学问是那个建筑学是最有名的。
And we know that the architecture of the Egyptians was world class.
直到今天，金字塔到底是什么真的怎么建立起来？好像很多人还在那边不太很明白。
Even up to this day, no one really understood how they were able to construct the pyramids.
所以我们看见摩西是一个有学问的人。
So we see that Moses was very educated.
可能特别在建筑学，他是更是很精专的一个人。
And perhaps in architecture, he had much knowledge.
但是当他建造会幕的时候，
but when it came to constructing the ark,
他没有按照他在埃及所学的那些学问来建造会幕。
He was to build the sanctuary as the Lord has instructed him.
他完全照着神所指示那会幕的样式来建造。
He did it completely to the instruction he was given.
我想这样的人是很不容易的。
I think that this is not easy for a person.
一个人有学问，却不用他所知道、所学那些来做一些来服事。
that one with knowledge does not use that knowledge in his service.
那我想就在我们天然人是不容易做这样的事情的。
I think it is very difficult for the natural man.
特别一个有学问、有才干的人，他有很多创意，有很多想法。
Especially one with power and words and deeds to have his own way of thinking.
常常在服事里面，他就把他在世界上所学的学问、那些的方法、做事的原则带到侍奉里面。
And in service, this person may bring all this worldly knowledge into it.
但是摩西不是。
But Moses did not.
他完全照着神给他指示的那个会幕样式。
Moses did according to what the Lord had instructed him.
所以希伯来书第八章那也告诉我们说，神在警戒他说。
And so in Hebrews chapter 8 it says,
你要谨慎建造幕里面一切的器具。第五节。
Okay. It says, see that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
你要照着山上所指示你的样式。
Make sure all things according to the pattern which was shown to you on the mountain.
山上是指着那个属灵的、属天的那个样式。
And this mountain speaks of this heavenly thing.
照着神所指示的样式，按部就班的来建造会幕。
That he needed to do according to the instruction he was given from heaven to do.
所以当会幕被建造起来的时候，耶和华荣光就充满在会幕里面。
And so when the tabernacle was erected, then the glory of the Lord filled that place.
说这个建造起来会幕是合乎神的心，神满足了。
And because it says that this was dissatisfied the Lord.
神悦纳了，所以神的荣光就充满在中间。
And this was acceptable to him, so his glory filled the place.
神就住在会幕里面，就以神的百姓在同住。
And so God would then dwell amongst his people.
所以会幕是有个天上的样式。
And so there is this heavenly pattern that Moses had to follow.
同样，在以后所罗门所建造圣殿也有个样式。
Just like how Solomon was to construct the temple.
我们知道大卫起意要为耶和华建造一个圣殿，让神来居住。
We know that David wanted to construct the temple for God to dwell in.
但神没有允许他建造圣殿。
But God did not give David permission to do so.
神说是你的儿子所罗门要来建造圣殿。
He said that it was his son Solomon that would do so.
但是神却把圣殿的样式呢，蓝图呢给大卫。
But the pattern and the instructions. Of the temple God gave to David.
所以当大卫就告诉他儿子所罗门说，
And so when David told his son Solomon about this,
他将圣殿一切工作样式都来指示所罗门。
He gave all the instruction that he received to Solomon to build
the temple. 对，他说，那是这都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。
And David said that these are the things that the Lord revealed to me.
所以在历代志上28章来讲，神把圣殿里面一切样式，一切不管是廊椅、房屋啊，各种 的样式都指示给大卫。
And so whether the temple and the things in the temple, all these things God revealed to David.
然后大卫再把神给他样式呢，指示给他儿子所罗门。
And what David received from God, he then shared with his son Solomon.
然后所罗门就照着神给大卫那个样式呢，来建造圣殿。
And Solomon did so according to the instruction that he received from his father.
我们知道所罗门是一个有智慧的人。
We know that Solomon was someone who was wise.
神赐给他一个极大智慧。
God gave him this great wisdom.
神赐给他聪明智慧，对他说，这个智慧，从前没有人像你的。
And God gave this wisdom that there shall be no one like him before him.
以后也没有人像你的。
Nor shall one be like Solomon after
him. 所以我们知道所罗门智慧是空前绝后的智慧。
And so we know that Solomon's wisdom is above all.
但是他建造圣殿的时候。
But when it came to constructing the temple.
他不是凭他自己智慧在那边设计，在那边建造。
He does not rely on his own wisdom to do so.
他完全照着神指示给大卫那个样式来建造。
He did so according to the instruction that his father David received from God.
那个样式就是圣殿的一个蓝图。
And this was the blueprint for the temple.
所以我们看见建造会幕，神给人有一个蓝图。
And so we see that we have received this blueprint as well.
所罗门建造圣殿，他也有手中一个神给他的一个蓝图。
And Solomon also had this blueprint for
construction.
And so he did so, he built the temple according to this blueprint he received.
当一个人来到服事，来到建造神所给他们工作托付的时候，
and so we see when it comes to service and building up the body for a person,
他们完全顺服神自己的指示，顺服神的话，
that person needs to be obedient to the word of God.
我们刚刚提到说，所罗门的智慧是空前绝后的智慧。
You know that Solomon's wisdom was greater than all those before and after him.
圣经形容他能够讲论草木。
Oh, he knows about the birds and the plants.
并且他还可以讲论飞禽走兽、水族、昆虫。
Knows about the beasts and insects.
所以所罗门，你看他是一个植物学家，他就是动物学家。
We see that he knows much about nature and about animals.
今天地上很多科学家，他不过是懂一些他的专门的领域就是。
So, and today people might just know a little bit of certain topics.
他可能在电脑上，他是很专门的。
And maybe they specialize in, say, computers.
但他化学恐怕他是一窍不通。
But this person might be lack a lot of knowledge in science.
但是所罗门不是。
But Solomon was not like this.
他智慧，他什么都懂。
He was so wise that he understood everything.
你看他可以讲论草木，可以讲论那个飞禽走兽。
So he can speak of the plants or the things in the air.
但是他来到建造圣殿这件事情的时候，好像他的智慧一点用处都没有。But
when it comes to building a temple, this wisdom meant nothing.
他建造圣殿里面一切器具的时候，都是按着神怎么指示，按着神怎么说，他就是这样建造。Even
pertaining to the instruments of the temple, he did all according to what God had instructed.
所以当这个圣殿建造起来的时候，同样看见耶和华荣光就充满在那里。
And so when this temple was constructed, we see likewise that the glory of God filled the place. Because the temple was constructed in a way according to what God has constructed. This is what God desired. So God can abide in that place and fill the place. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to this edification, today it's the same.
今天神在建造教会。
Today, the church is being built up. And he calls these co-workers to build up the body together. And the church has been given this blueprint as well. And that there's this form that needs to take place. And what is this blueprint that we have received? It is what the saints wrote to the church.
神的话就是教会建造的蓝图。
God's word is the blueprint for the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们今天在这里一同配搭服事，我们能够让教会能够在神的心里面被建造起来，必须要根据神所说出来的话。
And so if you want to build up the body, if you want to build up the church, you need to do so according to the word of God. God has already given us this clear blueprint in his word. So if we want to build up, then we need to read his word carefully and understand his word. We see that throughout history there are those who serve very faithfully. And they may perhaps have many worldly knowledge.
当神所使用也有一些非常软弱，没有，好像没有天然才干智慧的人。
And we see God also using those who seem to lack knowledge in this world.
神会使用矿工来传福音，叫许多的人他们得救。
He may use an uneducated person to share the gospel to evangelize and bring people to salvation.
神也使用非常有学问的，像保罗，他是有大有学问的人。
But he also uses those who are very educated, for example, Paul.
但是他们上面 服事建造神教会的时候，他们不是用那些智慧学问来建造教会。
But in their service, these people do not rely on their own earthly wisdom or understanding.
他们是非常严谨的，不敢随意的，完全是很谨慎的，照了神的话，照了神的指示来建造教会。
We see these faithful servants be very careful not to depart from the word of the Lord and do things what God has commanded them to do.
他们知道他们所建造的教是不是合乎神的心，是不是按着神的指示。
They pay attention to whether their work is done according to the will and the instruction of God.
So, 弟兄姊妹，在我们在地上生活、工作、服事，在这条道上奔跑的时候，
So, brothers and sisters, as we live this life, as we run this race,
我们不仅要里面一个得奖赏的心智，
Not only do we need to have a desire to obtain this prize,
我们必须要照着神的话。
We need to serve according to the word of the Lord. To serve according to His rules so that we can run this race and obtain the prize. So that we can obtain this wreath.
感谢主，神又把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
Thank the Lord that God has given us His Holy Spirit.
使徒约翰 说我们按着神恩告教训，他在凡事上教训我们。
John wrote in his epistle that we have received his anointing, that we are instructed in all things.
圣灵住在里面, 凡事来教导我们,
and his anointing teaches us about all things, how we ought to run this race.
圣灵给我们生命的感觉，我们要照着这生命的感觉去侍奉。
Yeah, and he has given us this new life, and we ought to operate according to this life.
弟兄姊妹说，是我们里面生命是新鲜、是敏锐的，我们里面常常会有感觉的。
Brothers and sisters, if our new life is alive and sensitive, then we will know what pertains to that.
一个人活在生命里面，他里面一定有生命感觉的。
Because if we live in this new life, then we will have the experience of this new
life. 一方面借着神外面的话来引导我们来服事、来奔跑。
And God's word will come to us, instructing us to run this race.
一方面，圣灵在里面凡事来教导我们。
And we also have the anointing, the Holy Spirit in us, teaching us all things.
所以使徒约翰说，我们要按着恩告教训住在主里面。
And so we need to abide in Him, as John says.
生命给我们感觉什么事情可行，什么事情不可行。
Because in this life, we will know what we ought to do and what we not ought to do. And so if we live according to this new life, then we will have this peace. But if we disregard this new life, then there will be no such feeling. We thank the Lord that His Word is the expression of His heart. And it's these rules for us on how we ought to live this life. Because if we compete according to God's rules, then we will receive the prize. And if you want to please God in all that we do, we need to read His Word.
若是一个人愿意照主话去行的话，自然而然我们就放下我们自己天然的才干，那些智慧。
And if we are willing to be obedient to His word, then naturally we will put down our worldly self.
但很可惜，我们今天看到许多我们的服事常常都按着世界的样式，效法世界的方式。
But it's a shame that today in many of our service we see worldly influences.
我们不会说好好回到神的话里面去寻求，去仰望到底神的心意，到底神要怎么建造他的教会呢？
We don't have this heart to go back to His word to understand how does God want to construct the church.
我们觉得好像效法世界是比较容易一点。
And we think that it's easier to conform to the world.
所以今天许多的服事都是许多新花样出来。
And so in today's services, we see so many new things appearing.
人接受，哇，这是不错，这个方式，这个方面好像很新鲜，很不是一个老旧的这个东西。
And we will say this methodology seems fresh. It does not seem like the old tradition.
但是若是一个人回到神面前仰望等候的时候，
But if one goes back to the Lord and waits upon Him,
我们才知道今天可能许多外面一些服事好像都不是按着神的心在做的。
Then our eyes will be open to see that many services today are not done according to His will. So we need to return to the Lord, return to His word, and have Him personally instruct us. And so that as we run this race, we may compete according to the rules. and that we may willingly restrict ourselves.
不是凭着我们喜好，不是凭着我们的什么样去服侍。
And not rely on ourselves to serve.
完全依附在神面前，服在他话语权柄底下。
But to submit to the authority of His Word.
很严谨的在那边奔跑这条道路。
To carefully run this race after Him.
所以保罗说我奔跑不是没有定向的。
So Paul says that he does not run without a goal.
我打拳不是打空气的。
He does not box as if beating the air.
保罗知道他奔跑这条道路，他是有很确定的目标的。
Paul knows that there's a clear objective in his race.
不是说这个也行，那个也行。
That it's not that everything is allowable.
不是向东跑也可以，向西跑也可以。
He does not run east or west.
他只有向前面直路跑。
He only presses on toward what lies ahead.
他不是一个走弯曲的道路的人。
He does not walk astray.
他走在一个正路上，走在直路上。
But he walks on the right way.
他走在神的道路上。
He walks on the pathway that God
has set. 他走在神话语的底下来奔跑这条道路。
He runs his race under the authority of God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在奔跑的时候，我们要确定我们目标方向在哪里。
So when we race, brothers and sisters, we need to know what the goal is.
我们在那边打拳，也不是突然在那边随便打的。
And even when we box, we do not just box meaninglessly.
我们是有个对象要打的。
There's a target for our boxing.
只有打中那个对象，你这个打成才能得胜。
Only when you hit the right target can you win.
所以我们不是无所谓在奔跑的。
So we do not run aimlessly.
我们不是说跑跑又停停，跑跑停停。
We do not run and stop, run and stop.
所以我刚提到说，有些弟兄们他们到年长的时候，他们还在跑。
Like we said earlier, that those older brothers that are still running to this day, even in their old age.
只要 在地上他还好一点，连日他就是要在跑，并且要加紧的跑。
And while they have days in their lives that they will continue to run.
因为他知道他连日不多了。
Because they know their days are limited.
他加紧，尽快跑。
So they run even more faithfully.
能够把神量给他那条道路能够跑进。
And so that they can finish the course that God placed them on.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
神呼召我们一同来奔跑。
God calls us to run together.
我们不仅向着标杆直跑。
Not only do we press on toward the goal.
我们不仅向着基督而跑。
Not only do we run towards Christ.
我们感谢神，神要呼召我们，要得从上头来招我们的奖赏。
We thank God that there is an upper call to receive this prize.
当我们在那里真是得到奖赏的时候，那是表明说神的旨意就能够成就在我们身上。
And when we receive the award, then we will see that the will of God was accomplished in us. So let us all be runners in this race. And let us all run with the aim to obtain this imperishable wreath. Let us run and devote ourselves wholeheartedly to this race. And run according to this measure that He has given to us.
自然而然当主再来的时候,
and one day when the Lord returns,
也是我们就可以得奖赏得冠冕的时候,
then we can obtain the wreath, obtain the prize.
那一天不仅主的心得到满足,
and not only will the Lord's heart be satisfied, but we will be satisfied as well. Because we have fulfilled the will of God in us.
不仅这样奔跑,
because we have ran and we have obtained the reward.
做一个得胜者,
and we have overcome.
这是神最后对教会的一个呼召。
This is the last call that the Lord gives to the churches.
得胜者呼召，一同来得奖赏。
The calling of the overcomers to obtain the prize.
这是神在基督耶稣里从上头上面来召我们来得的奖赏。
This is this prize of the upward call in God and Christ Jesus.
我们感谢主，这个奖赏仍然是主自己。
So we thank the Lord that this prize is Christ Himself.
奖赏不是外面的。
This prize is not outward. But it is Christ filling us completely. Thank the Lord, may we run on this race. To devote ourselves completely to completing this course. So that we can receive the reward together one day. May the Lord graciously lead us. This will conclude my sharing if our brother can conclude us in a word of prayer.